A new observatory based on a concept more than 100 years old is nearing completion in Flagstaff, Arizona. Instead of a single large telescope, the new observatory combines the light from several telescopes, giving a more detailed view of stars than any single telescope could produce on its own, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
In 1868, French physicist Hippolyte Fizeau first proposed the idea of combining light from multiple telescopes. He showed that the technique could theoretically be used to measure the size of stars. But bringing beams of light together in exactly the same place and at precisely the same time, a technique called interferometry, proved devilishly difficult and was largely abandoned until recently. Now, technology has caught up with Fizeau's theory. The U.S. Naval Observatory and Naval Research Laboratory in Washington and the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff are building the new interferometer. The facility is huge, spreading across 8 acres. From the air, it looks like a giant Y. The three arms of the Y stretch out from a central core. Along each are places where telescopes can be mounted. Naval Observatory astronomer Don Hutter takes me on a walk along one of the arms. He's proud to show off his new baby.
So where we are right here, we're at the far end, far outer end of the west arm of the array. And this is the 10th and last station. It's not occupied by a telescope just yet, but it will be in the next couple of years.
Three parallel aluminum pipes, shoulder high, make up the array, giving the place the look of an oil refinery. But these pipes don't carry oil and gas, they carry beams of light. Inside the pipes, there's a vacuum, so there'll be no nasty air molecules around to bend the light. The light beams have to be that stable for the interferometer to work properly. Astronomer Nat White is with Lowell Observatory.
The instrument has to be stable to the point that no part of it moves more than a fraction of the diameter of a human hair. And imagine with the wind blowing, with the telescope moving, with motors going on.
In other words, building an interferometer today is cussedly hard. A century ago, it was almost impossible. Nobel Prize winner Albert Michelson first proved Fizeau's idea could work. In 1921, Michelson used interferometry to measure the size of the star Betelgeuse, something no one else had ever done before. Michelson had only 2 beams, but he had no way to stabilize them, so Michelson had to wait for that rare moment when the 2 beams arrived at precisely the right time and place by chance. Nat White and Don Hutter are amazed that he succeeded.
It required the incredible ability and patience of Michelson to get interferometry to even work at all. And he only ever succeeded in measuring a handful of stars.
Michelson's assistant tried for another 30 years to improve on what Michelson did, and he didn't.
White says the high-speed computers and specialized lasers needed to make interferometry work have only recently become available.
Our first lasers that we used here were made by one little man somewhere off in his own little lab, and he was the only person that could make them. And now you can buy lasers off the shelf.
Now that the technology exists, several interferometers are being built around the world, and several more are on the drawing board. Interferometry not only tells you the size of stars, it also helps establish precisely where a star is in space. Knowing that lets you build extremely accurate navigation systems. That's why the Navy is interested and why it ponied up $30 million for the observatory here in Arizona. The Naval Observatory's Don Hutter says Arizona is an ideal place to put the new interferometer.
Most astronomical telescopes are on top of peaks. For an interferometer this large in particular, you need not only to be in a site that has good weather, steady atmosphere, but you also need a lot of real estate, a large flat area.
At 7,200 feet above sea level, Anderson Mesa, just outside Flagstaff, fit the bill. The dark, clear sky in northern Arizona makes it easy to see the light from even dim stars. Once the telescopes pick out a star, the light travels through nearly 2 miles of vacuum pipes. It ends up in a room that looks like an incredibly clean garage. Inside is a large, flat table the size of a double-wide pinball machine. This is the beam combiner, and it has a top that Don Hutter opens by pushing a button.
This equipment is very, very sensitive to temperature. So we're just going to open this box up for just a minute or two so you can see it, and then we do need to close it up. At the center of the table, you see these silver mounts, and they contain beam splitters and mirrors. And what they do is take the six incoming beams, which have finally arrived, and basically split the beams up and recombine them.
Finally, the combined beam goes into a set of detectors, the modern-day equivalent of a telescope eyepiece. The signal from this eyepiece has to be analyzed by computers.
That's the right one. Okay, set it for two-way and record it.
On computer screens in a nearby control building, the results appear as jagged lines on a graph. The computer generates a comforting beep to let the observers know the signal is coming through properly. With more processing, these data can be turned into images. Hutter says earlier this year, he and his colleagues in Arizona performed the greatest feat yet in the high-tech world of interferometry.
We successfully combined the light from six telescopes. The largest number of telescopes that's ever been combined together in the past has been four. This is the first time anyone in the world has done six. It's the basis for doing true images of the surfaces of stars at, you know, this very, very fine image scale.
Hutter says combining six telescopes has already shown its value. For example, they've used the interferometer to show that several stellar objects once thought to be single or double stars are really triple star systems. Once it's completed, the new observatory should be able to do amazing things. For example, says Ken Johnston, scientific director of the Naval Observatory, there's one observation astronomers have only been able to dream of until now.
If we think about looking directly at stars, the only surface of any star that we've seen so far is the Sun. We've inferred structure on other stars, but we've never directly observed that.
There's a more down-to-earth use for interferometry. In theory, the one the Navy's building could see the dimples on a golf ball 1,000 miles away. Someday it may be possible to use interferometry not just to spy on stars, but on objects of interest closer to home. That ability may be some time off, but not the century and a half it took the idea of interferometry to become a reality. Joe Palka, NPR News, Flagstaff.
The story was produced at member station KNAU.